truth.
Welcome to Truth Revolution Radio. We're broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. My name is Cosmos. I'm your host. And this is your show for Truth Action 9/11 Truth Action, the official broadcast of truthaction.org. There's so much going on. We've got this incredible momentum, this momentum that we've been building for so long now, and it's just picking up this incredible steam. We've got such a momentum. And if I can do anything in this hour, I just want to encourage you, listener, to do whatever you can every day to help educate people about the truth about 9/11, because we've got this amazing, amazing momentum, and we need to work with it. We need to do everything we can to maximize this. We're in such a good position now. It's incredible. Drew's going to be co-hosting the show with me tonight. I think he's on the line already. Drew, are you with us?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, Drew. Glad you could join me tonight.
Just hanging back. Had a great weekend, anti-war rallies all across the U.S.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got WTC7 in the San Fran paper here, this huge sign, that an activist from Santa Cruz brought up to the march here, this huge WTC7 sign, and, got placement in the paper, very visible, kind of, makes me think that we have a photo editor on our side at the local paper.
More and more I find people in the media that are sympathetic to our cause.
Yeah, well, hey, we know what's going on. I mean, we've got these nutcases, right, in the corporate media who are calling us nutcases and terrorists, but even they have to acknowledge at the same time that they're doing it that they're talking about a third of the country, at least. So of course we have people on our side in the media, you know, and it's becoming obvious. Hey, we're going to be talking to some of the great activists from Los Angeles tonight. I've been seeing so much great work from them recently. And, of course, most recently was we saw Martin Sheen today on videotape with his questions about 9/11. I think this guy was president of the United States for like 5 years or something.
Yeah, that's what the people who watch too much TV might tell you. But
that's what I heard. Probably from someone who watches too much TV.
I used to hate that show because it's so sad that people would watch this fictitious show about how government works when it's really, if you pay attention to what government's really doing, it's like the biggest soap opera you'll ever encounter. I mean, so why do they need this fantasy show? But I was really stoked to see that video of Martin Sheen. That was killer. He had some great comments about 9/11.
Yeah, I think it's his whole family is on board. I mean, I want to see him doing something about it. I mean, it's really great that we got these guys down there with a camera who saw him and went up and got this on tape. But what if they weren't there? What's he waiting for? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's great that he feels comfortable enough about it to speak out on camera, and why shouldn't he? You know, he's got millions of people, millions of Americans behind him, so there's no reason not to. But what's he waiting for? What are all these people waiting for? You know, so I guess they're waiting for us.
Well, then the wait's over. I mean,
yeah, the wait's over.
We've got dedicated activists in every town with video cameras and you know, doing these type of outreach actions. And, it, you know, if they come across these people, they know they have the opportunity. We'll put you on YouTube and the thing will go viral. But, you know, I don't know. I lived in L.A. for a while, and I'm ashamed of some of these Hollywood types that are in the position. And they don't want to go public when such great people have gone before them, you know. With Martin Sheen, who, you know, he's one of the biggest names in Hollywood. How can you not follow that act? Just, you know, so, but I'm sure these people are going to go. And I just think it's great that our people, the activists out there, they got the courage to go out and do this stuff before these Hollywood types, you know. So the wait's over. Let's hear it. Let's bring on the onslaught of Hollywood types and actors and recording artists that are going to go public. I'm ready for it.
Well, we've got two of the hardest working activists, truth activists in Los Angeles on the line now. We've got Randy and Zan with us. Let's bring these guys up. Hey, Randy.
Yes, hello, Cosmos.
Hey, welcome back to the show, Randy and Zan. Are you with us?
I'm here.
All right. Awesome. You guys kick so much butt. I'm so glad you could join us tonight. I just got pictures of you guys, of your demo outside of the Bill Maher show from last Friday up on truthaction.org. You guys want to tell us a bit about what happened on Friday night?
You're talking about last Friday.
Yeah, this past Friday.
Oh, yeah. Well, Stuart Howe, who isn't on the line with us, Stuart Howe got three tickets, and he invited me and Eric. I don't mind using last names, but we'll just stay with first if you want.
Yeah, that's great.
First name is best. Okay. Well, they got the three tickets, and we went in. Everything was cool. We sat in the waiting line. I don't know if you've known, but they have long, long benches where people wait to actually go in. And we went through the security and everything. Some guy, some little weird guy sat down next to me. It turns out he was the casingist. And after about 15 minutes, Stuart, by the way, was one of the three people on the YouTube thing that made so much splash, you know. The one that said 9/11 truthers confront Bill Maher. You know that one, don't you, Cosmos?
Yes, yes, indeed. Yeah.
The very first one, the response to Bill Maher.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was... So, evidently, they had... they had pictures, but they called him over and said, spoke to him. I wasn't there, but he told us that they said they showed him three 8x10 pictures. One of them, he only showed him his. They said, "Is that your picture?" And he had to say it was, you know. And it was evidently a picture from the YouTube video. So we just very politely escorted us out. We just walked the block or two out to the gate. We were trying to convert them all the time, you know, every chance you get. And a funny thing that happened there was that the guard Stuart had run into the guard the week before, the same guard, and he'd been a little aggressive and so forth. But this time he was very cool, and Stuart asked him, "Did you see the video, the YouTube video?" And the guy got I can't say the word, but they. Kind of an embarrassed smile on his face, and he said, "Yeah." So he watched it. Evidently, he enjoyed it. I would love to know if Bill Maher has seen it. He must have, don't you think?
The truthers respond to Bill Maher video?
Yes.
He's got to have seen it. Well, they showed it. They included it in the CNN coverage of when they covered your guys' action inside the Bill Maher show. When CNN covered it, they showed a good little chunk of it.
Oh, that's very good.
So he probably he must have caught wind of that by now.
Oh, yeah. I want to get Randy back in, but I didn't see the first few minutes of his show last Friday, but I understand that he seemed to be off his game he flubbed a joke, and then he recovered. He said, "I was afraid I was going to have to rush into the audience." So it's on his mind. The head game we're playing on him, don't you think?
Yeah, indeed. I think you guys did an amazing job of getting under his skin. I mean, you basically outed him as this, this neo-fascist that he is, obviously. You know, and he's making jokes. He's stealing, Randy, you told me he's stealing your lines.
Yeah. See, that's the funny thing. But so this last Friday, after Zan and Stuart and Eric were ejected, so we saw parts of the show later, and what he actually did, he flubbed a couple lines, but his opening line in the monologue was, he told the audience something like, "I'd like you to meet my new security staff, Blackwater."
They're in the audience, yeah.
But the funny thing about this is, what I learned just today that, I was kind of assaulted a week ago by Bill Maher's staff. And
Randy was the first person in the audience there when the group down in Los Angeles infiltrated the Bill Maher show. Randy was the first one to get up.
Yeah, that was me when they turned the camera on the audience, and I was taken out by about five crew members or members of the show staff, and maybe there may have been one security guard in the bunch, and I got roughed up a little bit. Well, not to reiterate all that, but while I was out there with this goon on top of me, I was twisted like a pretzel, and he
had his knee in your back.
His knee in my back. He told me what was going to happen when I went to jail, and what a black man was going to do to me, and yeah, graphically described what the cell was going to smell like, and. Anyway, so when I finally turned and looked at who it was on top of me, I said, "You've got a job waiting for you at Blackwater." So he turns out to be the he's a producer writer for the show. So he gave Bill Maher my line to use in his opening monologue last Friday night. That the Blackwater line.
And this is just outrageous. On top of everything, from Bill Maher, now he's got these thugs stealing your material.
Yeah. So now I'm writing for Bill Maher.
You're funny, Randy.
Well, he kept telling me that the guy was on top of me. Actually, I changed up my Blackwater line once, and he told me I needed some new material. I had no idea he was a writer for the show.
Yeah, you gave me the impression that he was a crew member. You know, he probably was dressed very casually or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed he was a writer-producer, but someone we actually know that has some inside knowledge of the show said that he is a writer-producer.
That's amazing that he's got writer-producers running out there to put a knee in your back and say all these really disgusting things to you. Just outrageous.
Randy,
you guys, I just want to say I'm such a big fan of both Randy and Zan, who we're talking to right now. These guys are really, really some of the hardest working truth activists in the country. If you want to see what I'm talking about, there's a video, a great little video of Zan. Right at the top of truthaction.org right now. It's the second video down on the front page, and it's a little promotion video that Art V put together of Zan talking about taking action on the 11th day of every month.
Okay. And everybody's going to know how old I am now.
and how kick-ass you are.
Yeah, he can tell you how old he is if he wants to, but I can't believe what Zan does. He's a real trooper. He's been going out there with me for a long time.
You're showing something or what? Oh, no, you're just telling people where it is, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that was from one of the first CNN demos.
What's that?
I got that.
Yeah, outside CNN. So you guys were escorted out this past Friday night, but there was a large group of you guys demonstrating outside the studio, right?
Right. We had the street demo going on too, and the intention and the way it worked was the three that went in were going to, they bypassed us on the street, you know, as if they didn't know us from Adam. But the funny thing is, they got in there and they had a mugshot book and they compared their faces to.
That's amazing. Well, look, I think it's obvious. Bill Maher must have seen this video, the Truthers Respond to Bill Maher video. If you're listening and you haven't seen this video, you got to check it out because it's so great. You guys have it. It's up at WeAreChangeLA.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
.org or .us.
WeAreChangeLA.com.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay, check it out if you haven't seen it, because it's an amazing video.
I believe that's called 9/11 Truthers Respond to Bill Maher, I think.
And could I bring in something else, or do you want
please
to?
Please do.
All right, okay. Yesterday, Sunday, I went to a meeting of the Skeptic Society in Caltech. Are you familiar with them, or Michael Shermer? You must know Michael Shermer. He's on
YouTube.
Yes. You know him, right?
Yes, but tell our listeners who he is.
Well, he's the head man at the Skeptic Society. Very active group. They have a monthly meeting at Caltech. And you would think from the name Skeptic Society that they'd be on our side, but they
yeah, would they be skeptical, or are they true believers? Let's find out after this break. You guys stay with us. We'll be right back after this short break on Truth Revolution Radio. Truth Revolution Radio, the official broadcast of truthaction.org. My name is Cosmos. I'm your host, and I'm here with Drew from 9/11 Truth Tucson. He's co-hosting the show with me. Hey, Drew.
What's going on, everybody?
And we've got all these amazing activists from Los Angeles on here with us. We've got Randy and Zan, and it looks like Stuart's on the line, too. Let's see if we can get all these guys up here.
Yeah, how's it going out there, man? Thank you guys for stepping up and showing us how to step up.
All right, Stuart.
Yeah.
All right, good to hear from you, man.
Thank you. Thanks for asking me to come on.
Hey, are you're the one responsible for that Truthers Respond to Bill Maher video?
Oh, I'm one of a group that kind of got together and decided that, hey, you know what, Mr. Maher kind of attacked us, and it might be fun to, you know, to come back at him and have some fun with it and, you know, enlighten people in the process. So as a group, we got together, and it just took us about 4 days. It was amazing. One person said, I can bring a camera, and then somebody else said, hey, I can get a green screen. And then we had Bruno and everybody, you know, involved, you know, participated, and the result was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I think that video was really a big step for us because I think, you know, that's like the kind of thing we need is this kind of media that's just really, you know, well scripted, well produced, and really cutting and timely, you know, a real factual slap back in Mr. Maher's face.
Thank you. That's what we were going for. We wanted to express what we had liked about seeing the Brussels March video. You know, and kind of portray the 9/11 truth movement as, you know, a more mainstream, and that we don't need to be so militant all the time, you know, that it's not required to be, you know, angry, that, you know, hey, the facts are on our side, and we can take the high ground and have some fun with it, and, you know, if he's going to be condescending and jovial, you know, and attacking us, well, let's just turn that same tone back around at him and, you know, point out how ridiculous it is to be standing on the side of an issue that has no basis in fact, no
physics behind it. It's just all a lie, and it's just going to crumble as the light is shown on it.
Yeah, and humor is such a weapon, and especially when you have all the facts on your side, like we do. And, you know, and this guy's supposed to be a comedian, and he's just not, you know, I mean, you know, granted, sometimes he's been pretty funny, but just, you know, recently it's just, you know, all his, it's bad news, you know, stinky. And this response to him was just hilarious and factual. It's so great.
Well, what I'm learning, because we're all kind of starting to learn together, is that there's a lot of people in Bill Maher's position that are gatekeepers, I guess, and they're funny or they're good at reporting the news or they're, you know, whatever they are, up until the point where they threaten the larger picture of the people behind the scenes, you know, the man behind the curtain. And then all of a sudden, you know, they can't have a rational debate about this subject, or they can't report the news past a certain limit. It's just, you know, it starts stepping on toes of the elite, you know, ruling class, or however they like to see themselves. And it's just not okay anymore. I mean, the stakes are so high that we need to use humor, like you pointed out, and, you know, be kind and loving and honest and, you know, just get it out there. Hey, you know what? It's not okay anymore, and, you know, we're not going to go quietly into the night as a free, you know, republic. It's just not okay, so let's get
Hell no. We're never going to do that. We're never going to give up. And, you know, you bring up a good point, too, because especially with this particular gatekeeper, Mr. Maher. Now, he's cultivated this reputation as this outspoken commentator, you know, comedian, quote unquote. You know, his old show was called Politically Incorrect. You know, he was supposedly going boldly where no one else dared to go. And here, you know, you guys have outed him so successfully, because obviously there's some territory where he's very afraid to go, and that kind of spoils his whole act that he's been developing, his whole kind of you know, his whole shtick.
Yeah, and that's what we intended to do. We intended to point out in a kind of tongue-in-cheek way that he, you know, he perfected the tone of it, and we intended to like turn that back at him and mirror it on him, and that he can only go so far in being a funny guy until, you know, his masters and his, you know, the puppet masters yank his chain. And, you know, by exposing that in a funny, lighthearted way, people, I think, we were hoping could see that that architecture at work in the news media, in a lot of aspects of our culture. And, you know, I think a lot of people have felt it and smelt, you know, that there's something rotten in Denmark, but they haven't really been affected greatly enough to rise up and say, you know, like in that film back in the day, you know, hey, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. And I think we're getting to a tipping point, because they're taking away our liberties, they're dismantling the Constitution, and they're putting the structure behind the scenes to fold us into, you know, a dictatorship and a new world order. And people are starting to see that, hey, maybe that's not crazy conspiracy mumbo jumbo. Because here's all this realistic stuff. Here's actual, you know, FOIA, Freedom of Information Act documents from the SPP meetings, you know, for the North American Union. Here's newscasters like Keith Olbermann talking openly about aspects of it. And, you know, darn it, hey, man, unfortunately, it's real. There is a Bilderberg group, and, you know, maybe we better have some fun taking them down before they have fun taking us down.
Exactly. And again, just the tone of that video, we need more of this stuff. I hope you guys really keep it up, because you obviously, you know, your group there obviously has the talent to put this kind of stuff out, and this is the kind of media that we need. And really the tone of it, it was so professional and so positive. And really kind of uplifting, as well as being like really, you know, a slap, slapping him back down.
We wanted it to be a good hard bitch slap.
Yeah, and it certainly was. But good spirited too. I mean,
yeah,
you know, no, not.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's one thing that I was very careful in giving input on. Everybody else did too. It was a group effort of 9 of us. We wanted to set a tone where, yeah, you know, we slapped him around as best we could in a funny way, but we wanted to end it with the lines that Katie left, with Katie Kirstman, who's wonderful, by the way. She delivered the lines very well. It's like, okay, Bill, you know, in the event that you're able to rise to the occasion and, you know, come over to the side of you know, upright and, you know, get on with the program here, take the red pill and join us. So come, we won't hold a grudge. That would be crazy. And that was the, we wanted it to be positive and we didn't want it to be, confrontational at the end because, you know, the only hope that we have as a people is getting people to jump ship, whether they're in the Pentagon or in Fox News or in the police department or, you know, whoever they are. It's like, hey, you know, you're part of humanity too. And if you just open your eyes to the big picture and see what you're actually doing by what you're doing, you know, what the ramifications are. So if the people in Germany in the 30s, in the early 30s, how many went along and allowed that to happen that didn't have to go along? And you know what? Now we should learn from that. We should learn from everything that's gone on and see what's going on now in the context of history and say, hey, you know what? Maybe we can go a different direction this time.
It's time to do it. We're at that decisive point, and I really want to encourage all our listeners to just look at this. Look what these great activists all over the country and world are doing, and take it as inspiration, and please, please join us and do whatever you can to take action every day in whatever way you can, large or small. Do a street action. You know, if all you can manage is to slip in a comment at work, a strategic comment, do that. Give out DVDs. Stuart, were you the guy who talked to Martin Sheen?
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, will you stay with us? I hope all you guys can stay with us and we can talk more about this after this break.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking me to.
All right. Cool. We'll be back right after this break.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
And we're back on Truth Revolution Radio, the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. We're broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. My name is Cosmos. I'm your host. I'm here with my co-host, Drew, from 9/11 Truth Tucson. Yes, Drew.
What's up, all my activist friends out there that are taking action on the 11th day of every month? It's so great to talk to you guys, and it's even better to stand in solidarity with all these great people on the 11th of every month.
And
even though I don't know you guys, they're all out there at the same time. It feels good.
Yeah, they're all out there. Hey, if you want to call in and give us a shout-out, tell us what you're doing wherever you are. Call in at 1-888-202-1984. We've got a packed house tonight. We've got all these incredible activists from Los Angeles. I'm a big fan of all of them, of all of their work. We're talking to Randy and Zan and Stuart. And hey guys, I want to talk to Stuart about talking to Martin Sheen the other day. But first, I want to get back. Zan, you were telling a story about this so-called Skeptic
Society, yeah, Michael.
The
Schirmer.
Skeptic Society. So what was this all about?
Well, I go there every meeting they have and try to inform them. It hasn't worked yet. But there is a strong Bill Maher angle on it, and that's what I want to get to.
Okay.
Before the last meeting, about an hour before, I went upstairs to the meeting hall. I spoke to Michael Shermer. He knows me very well. We're not friends, but friendly enemies. And I showed him the stuff I was going to hand out, and I have a sign. I showed him that, too. The sign is actually a blow-up of the Architects and Engineers postcard, which is new and is beautiful. You may have seen it. And at the bottom, I had, because, you know, Michael Shermer, all those Kool-Aid drinkers like to cite the popular mechanics, you know. So at the bottom of the sign, I put something that said, and of course, we love Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. So at the bottom of the sign, I put Architects and Engineers outrank mechanics, no matter how popular. Yeah, Architects and Engineers outrank mechanics, no matter how popular. And I pointed that out to him, and he did not laugh. He went like a fifth grader, said, ha, ha, ha. So anyway, but here's the Bill Maher angle. That's all I was going to do. And before I could leave, he said, "Say, were you at the, were you one of those, 9/11 truthers on the Bill Maher show? Everybody knows about it. Even these people who were not on our side." And I said, "No, but I wish I had been." And then he started talking to a couple of people who were standing around, calling witnesses. He said, "Oh yeah, you know what Bill Maher did? Ah, he was wonderful. He put down his microphone. He rushed out in the studio and he threw that guy out." And I said, little correction, Michael. By the time Big Bad Bill got there, Randy, the man, was surrounded by his crew members. All Bill Maher did was put his hand on the back of one of the posse and push and say, "Get out." So I kind of cooled him on that. And then I said, "Did you know that this man who was ejected was brutalized?" I said he was put on the ground, somebody with a knelt on him with his knee in his back. And this is what Michael Shermer said, word for word, this much. He said, "That's what they should have done." And I was amazed. I was amazed. And I said, "Are you kidding?" And before he said anything, I said, "May I quote you?" And he said, "Yes." And so I'm quoting him. And I've just quoted him. Can you believe a PhD saying that a person who heckles a comedian, as Randy put it, he said, Randy said all I did was heckle a comedian. And according to these people, are so bitter and so scared that they would advocate physical abuse.
Yeah, you know, this is one thing. I mean, and I was saying in the first segment how you guys outed Bill Maher as this neo-fascist. It's really kind of disgusting individual. I mean, in this age where people are being tased, whatever the proper word is, for asking questions at public events and people sit around like with glazed over eyes, you know, it's really disgusting. I mean, while Randy had this writer-producer thug's knee in his back, was probably about the same time that Bill Maher was saying, "Don't be gentle. Yeah. Ass-kicking is what's called for." Yeah. And I guess he thought that was really hilarious, but that just churned my stomach. And I imagine that really had the same effect with a lot of people who are watching, you know, whether they were fans or not. I mean, it's not funny.
It's not. Yeah. Can I just interject something quick about that? I think we're seeing that's a good example, as you point out, of it's working against them. And, you know, here we have on the one hand, they're trying to make a case that we're potentially violent or dangerous, which is absolutely not the case. I mean, we're just trying to be peaceful and, you know, bring some light and integrity and truth to the situation, while they're openly, as you're pointing out, calling for violence and celebrating violence against the First Amendment. And it's just, it's ludicrous because it's like Newspeak. It's exactly the opposite. It's like the Patriot Act. It's exactly the opposite of what really is going on. And I think people aren't stupid. They've just been, you know, napping like I was for a long time, and they're starting to see that and come around. And, you know, I think we really shouldn't be too hard on guys like Bill because, you know, he probably has good intentions and just wanted to make a living, and he just sold out like a lot of people do. But he's obviously got to have remorse, and he's capable of turning around, and we can't give up on him because it means we're giving up on a lot of people that just haven't gotten to the turnaround point and gotten, you know, to the point where they went, "God, the stakes are high. I don't want to be part of creating the downfall of free humanity. I better switch sides here." So let's give them some, you know, loving open arms to run to if they decide to jump ship and come on over.
Well, Bill Maher's an adult, and if he wants to come around, he can come around, but he's a real man, and he doesn't, you know, if he's going to bow down to HBO or CBS or whoever, well, that's his prerogative. But I agree with you. Give him the open hand. Give him the open arm. But if he's not going to come around, well, then he's proven himself to me. And I just want to comment that, Zan, you're right on about just keep going back to these people and going to this club. We have a skeptics group down here, and they're all a bunch of, you know, they read that magazine, the gospel. But go back and give them that quote that the gentleman gave you about, well, they deserve to be manhandled like that. And members of his own group might even turn on him. So, Zan, I just want to compliment you that keep going to that group and keep working with those people, because those are the people we need to give an open arm to. Are there rank and file people who just are trying to figure this out? But people like Bill Maher, He's an adult. He's a big boy. And if he wants to come around, he'll come around. But if he's going to bow down to...
He's making a lot of money, too.
Yeah, if he's bowed down to those people.
I think Stuart's right. You know, it's just everything we're doing. I mean, we're walking such a fine line here. I mean, we're dealing with so much frustration, too, and anger, you know, because... You know, we're just witnessing, you know, such a huge lie just being enforced and reinforced, and then massive insults added to disgusting injury, you know, and you know, and Mars' comments about, you know, people who want the truth about 9/11 need to be put on psych meds and stuff. That was sick. And the thing is, the way you guys responded with that video was so beautiful. I mean, and really, I mean, that was like such a beautiful, talented, provocative walking of that line, just like the perfect answer to that. And I think, you know, it's just such a balance for us, you know, because I think you're right, Stuart. It's like we have to leave a space for them to open. I'm glad you guys, you know, I'm glad you guys put that at the end of the at the end of the video. Like, you know, sure, like we won't, you know, we'll let you change your mind and you know, come back to the realm of sanity. And at the same time, like, I totally, you know, I also totally agree with what Drew's saying. It's just like, screw these guys, because they're, you know, they're making millions of dollars and cashing in on mass murder, basically.
True. And, you know,
so,
I think we need to avoid both extremes. I mean, the truth that for me that I'm personally finding is in the middle ground, and, you know, we can't not take it to them like they're the enemy, because, you know, they certainly are, and but then again, we can't let them, because they're being such haters, make us be hateful back. I mean, it doesn't serve our purpose. It doesn't give them the opportunity to, you know, it doesn't make us look good. I mean, sure, there's every justification for being upset because of what they're really trying to do, but I think that we just need to resist letting them, you know, to play the game on their rules of hating back at them for being haters. And
it's not easy. It's a challenge, but I think we're doing a good job. We're kicking ass, actually. We'll be back with the final segment on Truth Revolution Radio in just a few moments.
Kicking ass.
Broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. This is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. My name is Cosmos. I'm your host. I'm here with Drew from 9/11 Truth Tucson. And we've got a packed house. We've got some of the best activists in the country on this show tonight. I'm so honored. Drew is kicking ass out in Arizona. He's rounding up everyone in Arizona, lighting a fire under people's butts, getting them out there, getting them active, helping coordinate stuff. And we've got some of the finest activists on the West Coast here. We've got Zan and Randy and Stuart from Los Angeles. They're with We Are Change Los Angeles and also 9/11 Truth LA. Let's give out some websites. I think we gave out the wrong website in the first segment. It's wearechangela.org.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's wearechangela.org.
Okay.
I said that wrong earlier.
Okay. So, yeah, everyone listening, if you haven't seen these great videos, go to wearechangela.org and check them out. Especially the stuff like the Truthers Respond to Bill Maher and Martin Sheen Questions 9/11, this new video that you guys put out just today, which I want to talk about too.
There's a 15-second video too that you have to check out. It's called Bill Maher Gets Thanked.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a little bonus that Bruno put together.
Bill Maher gets spanked.
Bill Maher gets spanked. He gets turned over to the knee and spanked, and he's crying his eyes out.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa, isn't it about time?
And then,
all right.
I want to let you know that the street demo in front of Bill Maher's studio at Fairfax and Beverly is going on for the next 2 weeks because we have intel that tells us that he's going on hiatus in 2 weeks. So,
man, I don't blame him. If I was him, I'd get out of town, too.
He needs a vacation. So this Friday, November 2nd, and next Friday, November 9th, and we're going to start at 4:30 instead of 5 because it's getting kind of dark earlier. So,
okay, and this is at Fairfax and Beverly, correct?
Right, in Los Angeles. CBS Television City is where he does the show for HBO.
Okay, so this is the next this coming Friday and the next Friday at 4:30 p.m. If you're anywhere in the Los Angeles area, meet at Fairfax and Beverly outside the live taping of the Bill Maher Show. Join these awesome activists to demonstrate. Who knows what they're going to get up to? All kinds of excitement. Yes.
You don't know what's going to happen inside.
And then Bill Maher is gonna run and hide until the new year, but we'll probably track him down somewhere else. You guys are doing such amazing work. So, Stuart, you got to talk to Martin Sheen, on Saturday?
Yes, I did. Yeah, Martin Sheen and Mark Ruffalo. And the interview, the video of Mark Ruffalo is going to go up whenever Bruno gets done with it. He's working really hard. But both of them were great to talk to. Nice, nice people.
Yeah, I got to see the Martin Sheen one real quick right before we started the show, and that's great. I'm so glad that you got him on record, finally. I mean, we've kind of been hearing about this for a while, because it was like, of course, Charlie Sheen came out last year with his questions about 9/11 and made a big splash, but then we kind of hear, like, word about, well, the rest of the Martin Sheen family, too. So it's great that you finally got him on record.
Yeah, we were so happy about it. I was at our booth and helping out Randy. We're kind of, Bruno and Randy and I and Katie were working the booth together. And I think it was Drew came over and said, hey, Martin Sheen's down there and so is Mark Ruffalo and let's grab the camera. And I'm like, yeah, let's go. And, it just kind of fell right in our laps and it was great. Hey, before we get past it and run out of time, I wondered if anybody brought up our 11th action in Santa Monica because that's an important thing.
Nope, but that's the next thing on my mind too, and I'm glad you brought it up before it gets too late. I know you guys are calling for truthaction.org, for first-time listeners, we promote action all over the world on the 11th day of every month, all of us taking action together at the same time and just building it by increments, building the momentum every month. And the Los Angeles group has been taking action every 11th for months and months and months now, and they've done some incredible stuff. But you guys are calling for like a regional action on this 11/11, November 11th, right?
Correct. We have people coming up from San Diego, hopefully from all over. It's going to be at 11 a.m. on 11/11 on the bluff above the Santa Monica Pier. It's a beautiful location. It's very scenic. It's kind of right in the Civic Center. If there were a town square, this would be it for Santa Monica. It's right next to 3rd Street Promenade and the pier. It's beautiful, so we'd like to have everybody come out. And I want to thank you personally, Cosmos. We've never talked before or met, but I got involved because of Truth Action. There was one of their little GIF icons, and I clicked on it, and I found out where some local actions were going on with 9/11 Truth LA, and I thought it was time to graduate from having a bumper sticker, InfoWars bumper sticker on my car, because I was seeing the videos of Luke and people, actually speaking truth to power, Cynthia McKinney and whatnot, and I thought, man, it's time for me to, maybe step up a little, and here's some people that are stepping up, and that's how I think a lot of people get involved, so I wanted to thank you for allowing me to do that.
Wow, that's awesome. That makes my day. That'll keep me going throughout the week.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I remember when Stuart popped up. And Cosmos, you started this in February, I believe.
Yep, February 11th was our first day, our first 11th together.
Our first one down here was in March. So
yes.
We got in on the second month. And look now, it's a worldwide Truth Action on the 11th of every month.
It's beautiful, and I'm so glad that we've got it going on, because we've got at least, you know, we've got one regular thing, you know, always, you know, it's like always coming up, and like, and a lot of these groups, a lot of groups have started, you know, started up through just, you know, a couple people going out and taking action on the 11th, and then a group forms. And then, you know, and then they start wanting to do stuff more often and getting out more regularly, and, you know, it's pretty cool. And we've always got this going. We're not stopping until we get justice.
This is Zan. May I mention something?
Yes, please do, Zan.
Okay. My big thing is talk radio. I think we don't use it enough. I wrote an article which is posted different places. You could Google it. And the title is Something for Nothing. Mention my name, Zan. You don't mind using my last name, do you? Something for Nothing by Zan Overall.
Yes, yeah, so we've got that article posted in a couple places on truthaction.org. I love that article. It gives great advice for people who are wanting to get the word out through making phone calls to talk radio.
We can do that
anywhere,
night or day. I say it's something you can do naked. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You don't even have to get out of bed. I mean, that's like a great kind of action probably for a lot of people.
And
you
Michael
know?
Medved,
those numbers on speed dial.
Michael Medved has come up with a new thing. He also says that people like us need serious psychiatric help. You know that. But he's taken the.
What's with these people pushing these drugs?
Yeah, they're right. But he also says that. We are 9/11 deniers, which is really low.
Deniers?
Yeah, who's doing the denying here? Yeah, it's just it's all twisty.
It's just a reference
Orwellian.
To the Holocaust deniers.
Right.
Let's not get into it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm out of here. You go ahead, guys. Talk.
Thanks, Dan. Dan, you know, you bring such great stuff. I love your signs. You know, you have such good, you know, your wordsmithing is phenomenal.
Oh. Yeah, he does good signs. He made the Mars signs that are up on Truth Action now. He made those.
Hey, I wrote a song called I Want to Believe You, Mr. President. Ironic, of course. Cosmos, I'd like to get that to you. Maybe you'd like to play it.
Yes. You know,
that's really good.
Please, you and anyone listening, you know, send me your work. You know, I'll put it up at truthaction.org. That's one thing we try to do is just show, you know, show what's going on all around the world as much as possible. And sometimes there's a bit of a backlog because we've only really got one person who's like updating the site and stuff, but we've got stuff coming in from all over, and definitely, you know, send in all your stuff and, you know, we'll get it out there. Also, another thing I wanted to mention, you know, please, everyone, join us on the 11th, on this coming 11th. It's a Sunday. It's a perfect opportunity, to join us, to hop on, to get involved for the first time, if it's your first time.
Yeah.
And you can find action networks, which are groups that are taking action regularly on every 11th at truthaction.org. And, or, you know, if you don't see a group in your area, just go out by yourself, because that's how a lot of these groups that are listed there started off, by one person going out alone. Randy, who I just want to give major props to. Randy was going out alone in Los Angeles for a long time.
I was out there alone a few times.
Yeah, Dan goes out alone too, and I got to give these guys a lot of credit because it shows other people that they're not alone. You see people walking by and they go, hey, I have questions about that. Hear somebody talking about it, and they feel solidarity, and then eventually they're standing with you on the corner.
Yeah, and you realize you're not alone.
You're up in Arizona, Drew.
We're going to kick some butt and take some names out here.
All right.
Hey, thanks so much, you guys, for joining us tonight. Thanks, Drew. I love you guys, what you're doing down there in L.A. Drew, keep it up. We'll be back on Wednesday night. Truth Revolution Radio. Sunrise, sunset, I will have no fear. All bets on me.